Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Michael Irvin brought to you by New York Community Bank, online at mynycb.com. Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, visit them at securitydodge.com. Michael, how are you?
I miss you guys.
I miss you too.
I absolutely miss you guys. I was like, man, I can't wait to talk to the guys Friday. It seems like it's been forever.
Yeah.
I
got to tell you, Mike.
NFL, that, you know, one day goes by and there's so much, and we have so much going on right now. It just seems like it's longer than a week, longer than a couple weeks.
It really does. And I was thinking about you as the Jets, along with their just wonderful head coach, decided, we got a game against the Broncos Sunday, but I don't think we'll show up for the game. You know, I mean, well, what a disgrace that was, Michael. Here they are, okay? Everybody goes crazy because they won five stupid games. Here they are. They play a team that's lost eight consecutive games in the crummy Broncos, who may have the worst quarterback in the NFL, and they don't even get off the plane for this game. And the coach doesn't even get off the plane for the game. What a disgrace.
Yeah, that was and it's funny you bring it up. I was just watching that game, too, because I got the
You didn't miss anything,
game.
Mike. But let me tell you, you didn't miss anything, Mike.
What's that?
You didn't miss anything if you didn't see it.
I saw it. I was just studying it because, you know, I got to go back and watch the last few games because for Thursday night.
Yeah,
game,
right,
so
right,
that was Denver's
right.
last game I was watching. And I found it interesting, you know, that Maurice Claiborne was following Demaryius Thomas all over the field and everything and just lined it up. I thought to myself, wow, you know, this is the reality of the NFL, too. You know, you get a team like the Jets who nobody thought would win any games, basically, and they win. They go on a kind of little run to get everything going, get excited. And then they come up against a team like Denver, who's lost eight in a row, and it's kind of like they were like, oh, this team is dead. We can take the day off. Like, well, you're the Jets.
Right. Yes. Yeah, amen to that, Michael.
You're the Jets. But it's human nature, too. It's human nature, you know what I mean? If you're not – now, that same team playing New England is at a different height, at a different level, at a different intensity, you know, because there's so much – they feel with New England, and New England been there so long, and I'm tired of New England being the king of the AFC East. Now they bring out all their men to play New England, and Denver on an eight-game losing streak, the men, like you said, don't necessarily show up. It's baffling.
Before, I just want to say one thing, Evan. By the way, they still lose to New England, and let me say this. Isn't that, though, what we saw in Denver, isn't that all about coaching? That you don't have your team ready to play a game. You know, the coach said this, and it made me nuts. Because I knew, I got to tell you this, Mike, because I'm a Jet fan. I know the deal. I've been 55 years, I've been getting beat up. So I know the deal. I knew 10 minutes after they lost, after they beat the Chiefs, they were going to lay an egg in Denver. And I heard the coach say he didn't see it coming all week. And if he saw it coming, he would have fixed it. Well, all you had to do was call me right after the Chief game, and I would have told him, hey, coach, it's coming.
And I messed that up, too, because I went with the Jets. And any time.
You should have called me, Mike.
Anytime, you know, because you got a point here now. I'm not a betting man.
I understand.
Because it's illegal for me to gamble.
Well,
but
of course.
That's a good point to make. Anytime a team rises up one week and be a team that it doesn't supposed to beat, that nobody gave it any hopes of beating, they rise all the way up to beat that team and then go on the road the next week against a formidable foe, be ye careful. Because sometimes they spent all the juice on the former and didn't make it. The Juice didn't make it to the ladder. And that's exactly what happened with the Jets. You know, you felt so good about what you did with the Chiefs. And I picked the Jets. I picked the Jets over Denver. As that game was unfolding, I thought to myself, what the hell were you thinking?
Yeah. You should have called me. I told you. Mike, call Beningo. I'll tell you. And I'll tell you right now, they're going to get beat up the last three games of the year. They're going to wind up 5-11. They don't have a quarterback now.
Well, without Josh, yeah. Without
well, forget, but even with him, they're beating the Saints, the Chargers, or the Patriots. They're going to be 5-11, and everybody's going to go gaga on what a great job this coach has done. That's a joke. This franchise accepts mediocrity, Michael. And as a Jet fan for 55 years, I'm sick and tired of accepting mediocrity. I got to tell you that.
But you heard about that St. Charles Patriots. Boy, that's a deadly row right there.
They're done. They're going to be 5-11. This coach is going to have lost 23 of his last 33 games. But and there's people talking about an extension,
team,
Mike. An extension. What? Michael, what?
That's a tough row for anybody finish off that season. And here they are. You know, you got to give the Jets credit, though, now. Nobody thought they would win this many games. Now, I'm not saying it
Mike,
was that,
they're going to lose 9 of the last 11. I mean, what are you talking about?
I'm not saying it was a good season, but I'm saying you're in the process.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Honestly, I like some of the young talent.
That's fine.
I like that they're trying to build Clay out to be the next Darrell Reeves and putting him one-on-one.
And he had a bad game against the Broncos and Thomas, but I'm not disagreeing that there's talent there. I just have no confidence in this guy coaching this team. We got to get a coach in here. I'm sorry.
Wait. You just had fiery diary darts in Rex Ryan. You got really
this guy. This guy makes Rex Ryan look like he's Lombardi. I mean, I'm sorry, he does. He's terrible. Did you see what? Did you watch the game? It's 13-0. Wait a minute, 13-0. Okay, they're in the game. They got 1:07 left. If he calls timeout as the Broncos are getting ready to kick a field goal, he's got all his timeouts left. If he calls timeout there, he's going to get the ball back. You know, with about a little over a minute left and two timeouts before halftime. And he lets the clock run, and he takes a knee. No, Michael, he takes a knee. What? Come on, Mike.
You just said it. You just said it. Now, your talent, I think, right now is on defense. You know, you haven't gotten – you're nowhere set.
If this was the Cowboys, you'd be killing this. You'd be killing what I just said.
Yeah,
nobody does that.
Yeah, but that's what I said. But so you got to play towards your talent in this game, and remember this too now, the Jets started out, right, McCown drops that ball in the first quarter. Then he throws an interception in the second quarter.
Yeah, no, I understand.
You know, so those turnovers in that game are really what hurt. Every game that Denver has turned the ball over, they've lost, and the games that they haven't, they won, and that happened to be one of them.
Mm. Take over, because I can't do it anymore.
We're talking about Mike Lerman.
Get me a coach, Mike, please.
What are the guys in the locker room, because you've heard so many complimentary things thrown at Carson Wentz, only 2 years into this league, leader of this team, all the toughness that he supplies. What's the mood in that room right now as they prepare for life after Wentz? They still may end up with the number one seed. They still have a very talented football team. Nick Foles has experience. What's the mood in that room not having Carson Wentz as they try to win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, well, everybody now is saying, man, we got to pick our game up. Everybody got to do the little extra things. We got to pick our game up. So now that responsibility spreads to whoever can pick up their game that given week because it's Nick Foles at quarterback. Now, with Carson Wentz at quarterback, the mantra in the locker room is, boy, all we got to do is play, do what we got to do. Play hard, because that dude over there, he ain't going to let us lose. That's a hell of a difference. You see what I'm saying? Mm. Don't look at Carson Wentz. That dude over there, that dude right there won't let us lose. So then everybody has more hope, and they got somebody to point to say, all I got to do is play hard. I know how hard he's going to play. He won't let us lose. And now with Nick Foles, that whole thing changes. Everybody looking around the locker room saying, man, we got to pick it up. Everybody got to do something extra. Everybody got to do a piece. That's a huge, huge difference.
Sure.
It's like it's tantamount to play with a guy that Cleveland Cavaliers right now. And every time they step on the field, on the court, those guys, we say, well, we got to play this team. But, boy, okay, we got LeBron James. that boy, they ain't going to let us lose. You know what I mean? You got superior confidence in that guy and what and his leadership and where he's taking you. And you always have hope, and you give great effort. I always tell you, hope will dictate effort. You got hope, you give effort. You got little hope, you give little effort. And Carson Wentz gave them great hope. Now, some of that hope, they don't have that. And now everybody has to try to raise up their play to give everybody else hope, and that's a different thing.
Do you think when Wentz comes back, and this is serious, this is 9 to 12 months, so he may not necessarily even be ready for the start of next year, do you think he's got to curtail some of the aggressiveness we've seen? Because on the play he got hurt, it was fourth down, he's diving into the end zone, so I think that one's fine. But at times, he plays with a reckless abandon. Do you think he has to change his game a little bit?
And it always helps. It always starts like this. Think about it. What were we saying a couple of years ago when Cam Newton came in? Man, look, he runs like a running back, and he's big enough. He can take the pounding. Andrew Luck, he's big enough. He can take the pounding. But Russell Wilson, he can't take that pound. Russell Wilson said, "I can't take the pounding too." Raise his hand, make sure he starts sliding. He doesn't take those hits. Andrew Luck been taking hits. Your boy Cam Newton been taking hits. And what else have they been doing? Missing games. You can't take hits in this league. This league is serious, man. These are 340-pound giants running real fast, hitting you real hard. I don't care who you are, you cannot take that from the quarterback position. So usually it takes one of these to sap the Superman out of them and say, all right, now I got to be smart. I've always been bigger than most of the people I'm playing against, and I've always run people over, but those days are gone. They are R.I.P. Rest in peace. You cannot run these guys over. You have to be smart. Absolutely, he will change his game.
All right, now the Patriots lose a game to Miami. They've always had trouble in Miami.
Isn't it amazing how that happens?
They always have. But they lose a game, and of course everybody goes delirious. You know, they lose a game. Oh, it's all over, of course. They play the Steelers this week.
But they look so bad losing, too. They wouldn't just say they lost the game. They look like...
No, they look bad.
They, you know what? They look like you just said the Jets look. Now, what's strange about it is I'm used to seeing it from the Jets. I'm not used to seeing it from the
Patriots. They actually did score 20 points. I mean, they did get off the plane at least. But, I mean, with that said, how do you see the Patriots-Steelers game Sunday?
Boy, here's the kicker. The Patriots saw what I saw in that game against Pittsburgh and Baltimore. And it was an emotional game because of Ryan Sazier. But I tell you what, you can surely tell they missed him. Boy, they missed him. That's a different dude, man.
Right.
Where he just seemed, he, you know, and if anybody knows how to attack what you miss, it will be Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. And they missed him across the middle, over the middle of the field. And way Miami beat New England, they made him try to throw the ball on the outside of the numbers, and they pressed those receivers. They couldn't get off the ball. He was all over Brandon Cooks. They couldn't get anything. They did not give them the middle of the field. Tom liked playing ball inside out.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they did not give him the middle of the field. And now Pittsburgh is missing the guy that mans the middle of that field, and they're getting Gronk back. That's going to be a call. I guarantee you, you'll see Gronk right over where Ryan is not. They will tear Pittsburgh up with that. Now on the flip though, Pittsburgh's getting back Juju, and there's no way Bill Belichick's going to let AB beat you. There's no way, but Juju, he can do it too, given the right opportunities. And that's good for Pittsburgh.
The Chargers feel like one of the most well-rounded teams in
football
right now.
It really is.
Well, they're actually a road favorite
yes.
against the Kansas City Chiefs on Saturday night. And they just look like a different team than the way they started this season. What's your thoughts on what the Chargers have done?
Yeah, and I'm telling you, and I think it's just their rise is synonymous with the health and the continual rise of Keenan Allen and the connection he has right now with Phillip Rivers. You know, we've watched now this team make that seamless, smooth transition from, remember, we watched, your boy throwing to Antonio Gates. It was a tight end-oriented offense. Now The kid's just playing great football in Keenan Allen. They're getting him up the football field. He's just an incredible player. And I think right there is why this team is taking off right now. I was talking to some of the guys over there with the Chargers last night as I was doing my calls, and that's all they were talking about. They said even this week, one thing they want to do with Kansas City is jump out. They say, Kansas City, if you get out in front of them, they're confident they can beat them. You know, the Kansas City got out in front of San Diego early on, 14-0, and then they had to play catch up. They're like, we can't get behind. We got to make Alex Smith come from behind, and that we think we got a good opportunity to do.
All right, now right now, who do you see in the Super Bowl right now today?
I had actually Minnesota beating New England.
Wow. Case Keenum.
Huh? Yeah, Case Keenum. Hey, listen, I said this too, Joe, guys. Listen, I said this the other week. If Case Keenum, see how you just said that? That's exactly what I'm talking about. If Case Keenum's name would have been Teddy Bridgewater or Sam Bradford putting up these same numbers, having this same record, we would be talking about him. Is he possibly MVP candidate?
Mm. Well, he still might be. He's still got to be in the conversation.
Mike, I think that there's this
nobody's putting Keenum in the conversation because he's Keith Keenum.
Well, because we're waiting.
Like Cinderella, you're waiting on that slip of the fall or the carriage to turn to the pumpkin.
Yes.
Right. Well,
but isn't that fair? I mean, isn't that a fair thing to happen?
He's got to be in the conversation, though. If they go like 12-4, win the division.
No, but that's fine, and he should be. But I'm talking, his point I agree with. Like, don't you think it's fair to kind of wait and say, I still don't buy it? We've seen guys have miraculous years. We saw Nick Foles. Nick Foles had that year.
Well, I'm not saying that I would want to sign him next year.
I'm not talking about that, but he's saying the Cinderella aspect.
I see.
Teams in the league. The last time we saw this, the guy did win MVP. He came out of nowhere. As a matter of fact, he came from bagging groceries at the IV. He was bagging groceries, and then he got on the right team.
Who's this, Kurt Warner?
I worked with the fella every week. His name is Kurt Warner, and he jumped right in there and took that team to the Super Bowl, and he got that MVP. And this is the same exact run that Keith Keenum is on, and we won't even consider.
You know who the MVP is in ways? I mean, Carson Wentz, I think, is probably out now because of the final few weeks. But I think Russell Wilson, you have to consider,
he's
considering how awful that offensive line is.
They're 8-5.
They're losing everybody on defense. And does he make some bad plays? Sure. Sure he does. Has he thrown some interceptions? Sure he does. But look at what he's working with right now.
He has to raise that level of play up the team that he has and the things that he does. I find it phenomenal what Russell Wilson doing. Certainly he's in the call. But now let's run off rails here for a moment because I get sick and tired. Sick and tired of only calling out quarterback names when it comes to the MVP vet balloting. We should have a top quarterback award so we can give the top quarterback award and then bring this MVP back to the reality on the whole field. Because a couple years ago, when Calvin Johnson went for almost 1,900 yards, didn't get it. Right now, I see Antonio Brown on this kind of a pace. Been playing out of his
He should be in the
mind.
Conversation. I agree with you.
Antonio
Brown should be in it.
And nobody wants to toss his name in the MVP ballot. And he should definitely be in that ballot.
I agree with you. He should be in the conversation.
Before we let you go, talking to the great Michael Irvin, what happened to the U? Last time I spoke to you, they were on their way to Pittsburgh, and it hasn't been pretty since then.
Yeah, it was tough. Those last couple games, I felt – were a little bigger than we were ready for. And I was on the sideline. I was on the sideline in those games. I was like, oof, this is serious. I always thought we were maybe one more class away, but I was hoping we could ride this thing, ride it off, and at least get in the playoffs and get that experience. But it did not happen. But I tell you guys what, man, I was at that Clemson game, and my son, he was getting his first start, and I was down on the sideline. I was looking out. I ain't never been this nervous in my life.
You hear me?
I ain't never been nervous. I was looking at him like, well, you okay? I said, let's go now. Let's go. He said, I'm right, Dad. I'm dead ready. I called him every day of the week. I had some for a Monday. I had some Tuesday. Wednesday came around the corner. Thursday, I told him, I said, son, I know you don't have any kids right now, but one day you will. And I want you, when you step on the field, you look at that dude across from you, you got to think either your kids eat or mine. one of these kids got to starve, and you can't let your kid starve. And every time you see him, you say, I got to feed my kid, and you take his butt out. I was just coming up with all kinds of things. But he played pretty well. He played pretty well. I was so nervous, though, man. It was so crazy seeing him there. Got him a few catches in the game. At that level, I said, Michael, I said, all those dudes you played, I think got like 3 or 4 balls, and, you know, I said, and he blocked well. I said, all those dudes you played again right there, we'll be talking about them in the NFL. If you can consistently play against them, consistently make plays in that league, against guys like in teams like Clemson, I said, dude, I'm just saying, you'll get your shot. You know what I mean? It was incredible. But we weren't ready for that level. I think we're one more class, one more recruiting class away.
Mm. Mike, it's always a pleasure, man. You know, we love you.
Thank you, Michael.
I appreciate you guys, man. Miss you guys.
Thanks. All right, man.
The great Michael Irvin here in his weekly spot talking football.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.